Terror Victim Warns of Climate Extremist Drift Towards More Radical Methods. By Peter Cattell on November 10, 2022. Efforts must be made to avoid climate extremists employing more radical methods employed by terror groups, a victim has said. Michael Bubach, a victim of the now-defunct communist terror group the Red Army Faction, RAF, has warned that climate extremists active in Germany must avoid a drift into more radical methods. With eco-radicals becoming ever more brazen in their attempts to disrupt public life in Germany in service of their agenda, more and more individuals in the country have begun comparing climate extremists in the country to terrorists. Such comparisons have only grown since a road traffic collision last week which saw one woman eventually die after emergency services were delayed by a climate road blockade from reaching her. While the comparison between green road blockaders and the RAF has been decried by Germany's Green Party leader as being offensive to former victims, it appears that at least some of those who suffered at the hands of the violent communist group believe it to be at least somewhat apt. According to a report by broadcaster Redaktions Netzwerk Deutschland, one of these individuals is Michael Bubach, the son of German federal prosecutor General Siegfried Bubach, who was assassinated by the RAF, who expressed concern that climate extremists were drifting ever further towards more radical measures to push their green agenda. While saying that he was naturally quite reluctant to compare the activities of any group with the RAF because they were particularly cruel and bad, he noted that he was now seeing parallels between the communist terrorists and modern eco-radicals. "I see ideologically based massive interference with the rights of others," he said, comparing the two groups. Bubach ultimately implored those engaged in the radical protests to hold back from using ever more radical measures to get their way, arguing that Germany's history of achieving political goals with violence didn't exactly have a glorious track record. "I understand that young people are very worried," the victim said. "But I warn against trying to achieve goals with radical measures and violence. That has only brought us misfortune." Despite over 80% of Germans reportedly believing that the methods used by modern climate radicals, extremists taking part in recent disruptive demonstrations that have seen emergency services delayed and artwork vandalized have shown no signs of stopping or even slowing down. As a result, it appears more and more pundits and politicians both inside and outside the country are expressing fears that such eco-radicalism could soon make the jump to outright violence and terrorism. One expert on the topic, Bettina Roll, believes there is significant overlap between modern-day climate activists and the RAF, both of which she claims originated out of disruptive protests that were ultimately unpopular with the general public. "Terrorism is always self-portrayal like besmirching Van Gogh, storming roadblocks or pipeline sites," the expert, whose mother was a co-founder of the RAF, told Bild. "Many then cried out for more action and revolution," she continued, before warning that, for climate activists, this hysterical tipping point of violence and terror can happen very quickly. Further afield, arch-Brexiteer Nigel Farage has also warned that outright terrorism could soon arise out of current climate protests taking place in the UK, which have recently seen one of the most important highways in Britain blocked for the last number of days. "This is total lawlessness," he wrote online. "Eco-terrorism will be next unless we get tough on these muppets." Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.